Praise be Jesus and Mary. So the church encourages us, encourages her children to have devotion to Our Lady. And for this reason, she sets aside 2 months of the year dedicated to Our Lady, the months of May and October. She sets aside 1 day a week, every Saturday, dedicated to Our Lady. And then 3 times a day, dedicated to Our Lady in praying the Angelus. All of this because it is necessary to cultivate Marian devotion if we want to be Christian. As Venerable Pope Paul VI said, if we want to be Christian, we must be Marian. It is a necessary element of being Christian. And now the Church encourages her children to have devotion to Our Lady, but there's really an obligation for religious. And I think the reason is because religious are more strictly bound to strive for Christian perfection. And so canon law obligates us to have a special devotion to Our Lady and to also pray the Rosary. Right? Canon 663, number 4, says that religious are to have a special devotion to the Virgin Mother of God, the example and protectress of all consecrated life, including by way of the Rosary. All right, so we see if we want to be faithful religious, then we need to cultivate a special devotion to Our Lady, and including praying the Holy Rosary. And the reason for this is because Our Lady is the example and protectress of all consecrated life. So if we want to think about the model religious, you know, who should I model my life after if I consecrate myself to God? It is the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she was entirely consecrated to God, every fiber of her being, the humble handmaid of the Lord. And in Our Lady, we can find all of the virtues necessary to be a good and holy religious: poverty, chastity, and obedience. So not only is Our Lady an example, but she's also protectress of all consecrated life. We should have great trust and confidence in Our Lady of her maternal protection. All souls who have consecrated their lives to God should turn to Our Lady in any difficulties that they might have, when they sense that they are in danger of falling or tempted to leave and abandon religious life. We should all turn to Our Lady, who will certainly give us that grace to not fall into sin and to persevere until the end, become the saints that we're supposed to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.